Kenyan authorities say there's no reason to suspect that today's fire at the airport in Nairobi has anything to do with terrorism, even if it did happen on the 15th anniversary of the U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya and neighboring Tanzania. There has been speculation that the anniversary might have been a factor. Those bombings killed more than 200 people and wounded more than 4,000. John Lang was in the U.S. Embassy in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, 15 years ago. He was the charge d'affaires or acting ambassador there.
I was in my office on the morning of August 7th, 1998, chairing a meeting with our political and economic staff, both Americans and Tanzanians, when without any warning, a huge bomb, later estimated to be 1,500 to 2,000 pounds of TNT, exploded on the street right in front of the embassy and devastated the entire embassy.
What happened to you right after that blast?
Well, when the blast itself went off, I was chairing this meeting of about 10 staff members, and I had my back to the wall sitting on a sofa, and there was a high window, and the glass blew in over my head and landed on the people in front of me. And I can still see that in slow motion as the glass came down on the people. And at a U.S. embassy, there are many security measures. One of them is that there's a shatter-resistant window film on the glass, so it didn't come in shards. It came in sheets, and so people weren't seriously injured. But they were injured. And my immediate reaction was, I'm in charge here. I've got to figure out what the heck went on. And at that point, I went to the embassy, to other rooms in the embassy, and someone called me over because a woman who had just arrived 2 days earlier to serve at the embassy, Lizzie Slater, was seated in a chair, and as soon as the bomb went off, she was buried in concrete rubble chest high, and three of us removed that rubble from her. Her story is actually one that of those sacrifices that the people in the Foreign Service make. She had come to Dar es Salaam separated from her husband, who was going to be with their son at a different embassy. And ironically, the embassy that he was headed to and would arrive within a day was in Nairobi, where another bomb went off simultaneously and killed over 200 people.
And Lizzie was okay in the end.
In the end, she actually she kept working, but she ended up getting an infection and was medically evacuated as a result. But she's fine, and she was a real trooper and just did an incredible job. But there were other people who were badly injured. Our community liaison officer, Cynthia Kimball, had a terrible eye injury, and we had her medically evacuated to London that evening, and 11 people were killed.
Did the Foreign Service give any sort of training for this kind of thing?
Actually, we were all trained for that. And the fact that the bomb went off was a shock to all of us. But in a sense, it was more of a shock to the Tanzanian staff and to the Tanzanian government because of their history of being non-aligned under former President Julius Nyerere. For the Americans, we knew that there were risks. There have been terrorist attacks in the past, and we knew there were risks, and we'd been trained in these risks. And in fact, every embassy has a weekly drill using the different kinds of alarms that can go off for a fire or a bomb threat or some other kind of threat. And our alarms had, that test had gone on at 10 a.m. that morning, and it was only 39 minutes later when the bomb itself went off. So we were aware of these kinds of things, but that didn't mean that we were really prepared for such a huge bomb that really had such a devastating impact on the embassy.
Ambassador, as you say, in those twin attacks, hundreds died. I wonder how this affected you at the time, your feelings about the job, and what you think about now looking back.
At the time, we had to resurrect our embassy operations. We weren't going to be cowed by the terrorists. We weren't going to close up the U.S. embassy in Dar es Salaam for weeks or months. And so we had this imperative to get our operations going right afterward. And that ended up, by Monday, we had found a new place to operate out of someone's home. For a few days, we'd actually operated out of my residence. But we also had to grieve for those who had been killed and to help those who were injured. And one of my jobs was to just lift the spirits of people. I actually, because of the incredible outpouring of support that we saw from the local staff, from the American employees, and from their families, really importantly, I ended up actually becoming, in a sense, more patriotic, more determined to represent the United States abroad through the Foreign Service. I really think that the people there are courageous and doing the good thing to represent the United States abroad.
We are speaking on the anniversary of the attack, of course, but it also happens to be a time when the United States closed 19 diplomatic posts in the Middle East and Africa because of, they say, a terrorism threat. Is that the right thing to do you think, when this kind of intelligence chatter crops up?
I'm now retired from the Foreign Service, so of course I haven't read any of the intelligence reporting that resulted in the U.S. government's decision to close those embassies this week. But I would be very reluctant to second-guess them in any way. We're dealing with lives of Americans and others abroad. And sometimes I must say that I get a little impatient with those who blithely say we should put our people in harm's way because we just have to show the U.S. flag in ways that could put people in danger. I had 11 people die on my watch, and I presided over a memorial service for all of them. It's something I never want to have to do again, but I also don't think anyone should have to do. And I really don't appreciate those who want to second-guess the very tough decisions one has to make when you're in power as to whether you will close an embassy or keep it open when people may be at risk. There's a tough balance there. We want to be an open society, and we want to represent to the world that we're an open society. So we can't just hunker down and never leave an embassy. But at the same time, one has to balance the risks versus the benefits, and those are very tough decisions.
John Lang was acting ambassador at the U.S. Embassy in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, when it was attacked by al-Qaeda 15 years ago today. He's now a senior fellow at the United Nations Foundation. Ambassador, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. I appreciated it.